Alleluia, 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 alleluia. May the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ enlighten the eyes of our hearts so that we may know what's the hope that belongs to our call. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus again in reply spoke to the chief priests and elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but refused to come. A second time, he sent some other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I prepared my banquet. My calves and fattened cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away. One to his farm, another to his business. The rest lay hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads, invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike. And the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. The king said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen.'" Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The last phrase of the Gospel is very striking. Many are called, few are chosen. In fact, all are called. Not chosen, not because it's not invited, because they are not worthy or not prepared. It's a warning to us. We thought we are invited, but if we are not ready, then we are not called at the last moment. What does it mean by that? To follow God's will is moment by moment, every moment. But if we do not live up to this call, or lazy for some time, you don't know what time God will call us back to Him. That's why Jesus on another occasion says, "Be prepared. Don't worry things of tomorrow. Do well things of today. Maybe tonight God will invite you back to heaven. If you're still worried, it doesn't worth. We are always living this way. We thought we are ready, but our heart is not there. We're preoccupied for so many other things. For example, this moment, someone wants to talk to me. You say, oh, I have some other things, maybe minor things. Then refuse his invitation. So we miss the chance. Many times, we don't use the chance to love, to serve. So it is paramount important to remind us again to do will of God is moment by moment. Live the future in God's hand. Important to fulfill the will of God this moment. Whether you're cooking, doing your household work, shopping, or conversing with other people. No matter what we are doing, one mind, one heart, as we treat Jesus. If Jesus come to you, I don't think we will distract ourselves. We will more concentrate on what Jesus is saying, telling us to do. That's the same way towards every people. God says also, no, whatever you do to the least, you are doing it to me. So Jesus is present in yourself, also in the person next to us. Important is to love with the heart of Jesus. If this love is unconditional, always ready to die for ourselves, to love more. This is how Jesus gives us the strength today. Live every present moment with joy and with the help of Jesus.